Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast, and we've got our cycling coach back with us once again today, Devlin Eden. Welcome back, Devlin. Just a couple of days to go now before the Cape Town Cycle Tour. Everybody pretty much in Cape Town. It's absolutely buzzing down here at the moment, I can tell you that much. And a great question in from Peter, who's coming down from Joburg to ride the Cape Town Cycle Tour. I think the guys and girls who live and ride in Cape Town are pretty lucky. We get to ride that route fairly often. But can you give us a sort of fly through, just a brief overview of that route for guys who are coming in from out of town, what to expect? It's a long way, but it's magnificent. It's not known as one of the most beautiful cycles in the world for nothing, is it?
Not at all. And I think that's probably my first point, is more than anything, taking the atmosphere, taking the scenery. Obviously everyone's got their own goals that they're working towards on race day. But look, August is renowned for the amount of climbing as well. So just keep that in mind. And let's hope that on race day, with regards to the weather as well, that the wind isn't blowing particularly, because there are a couple of sections on the route that are quite open to the wind and vulnerable. The beginning of the race, again, depending on what your goal is necessarily, but the beginning of the race, the first section along the blue route before we start heading in towards Musenberg and that, can catch a couple of riders out just with regards to they're still in the vibe, there's a little bit of nerves going. One or two riders might come past them and they feel that they want to hang on to a bunch. Just make sure there is still quite a long way to go so that you don't overcook yourself in the first section on the blue route. Again, once you get off the main highway and you're riding along the coastal roads coming through Simonstown and all that, the atmosphere and the vibe from the spectators on the side of the road is phenomenal. So try and take in as much as you can. Again, things can get a little bit overwhelming, so just ride within yourself. Keep in mind your race strategy that you might have put aside. And I think it is important, just on that note, that you do put a race strategy aside based on your goal and what you're working towards. Obviously, later on in the race, we start coming just briefly towards Chapman's Peak and then Sekebosi, two of the well-renowned climbs in the race. Again, ride within yourself. Don't overdo it coming up those climbs. There's some nice fast descending coming down in towards Heart Bay after that. So just make sure you are riding with yourself. Know what's happening with the riders around you. And Sekebosi being probably your last main obstacle of the day. Hopefully you're still feeling really good around that time. My suggestion is there is where you can really start putting the hammer down a little bit. And then pretty much from Sekebosi, it's a free run in towards the finish line again. Again, nice and fast, beautiful scenery. So take in as much as you can. At the end of the day, you're there to have fun as well. And I think enjoy the race and stay safe more than anything.
Yeah, Devlin, agreed. And just one thing, I've been riding bits of that route quite often of late, and just a bit of a heads up, there's been quite a bit of roadworks between sort of Musenberg and Fishhook on that stretch from Kalk Bay. So the road surface, to be honest, isn't the greatest. There's a lot of manhole covers that are sticking out and some potholes. So just be wary of it on that stretch just before you come into Fishhook. So really be on the lookout and be vigilant there. And the good news is you mentioned that stretch from the top of Sekebosi back towards the 12 Apostles sort of way. They've just resurfaced that stretch of road. I rode it last weekend and it is magnificent. It's like riding on glass. It's fantastic. So yeah, that's just two bits of the route that you need to look out for, and yeah, enjoy it. Devlin, I know a lot of people are excited. This is their one sort of big race a year, and I think that's all that's left to say now is with race day on Sunday is have fun and be safe and really, really enjoy the ride. Devlin Eden, thank you so much for your time here on today's podcast. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again soon. And if you're riding on Sunday, best of luck. Let us know how it goes. If you've got any questions, do be in touch. CoachPerry.com is where you can get your questions submitted. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.